I'm Rona Renner, and I'm here talking with Jason Brann about AVG Technologies' Digital Diary series. Last time we talked about setting limits, and now we get to look at it from a different perspective. What we might want to encourage and how to find the best sites, apps, and games for kids 2 to 5. It's amazing how much is out there right now for young kids. There's a lot of good resources available for sorting through all this. For example, Common Sense Media, SafeKids.com, GamingWithChildren.com, just to mention a few. There are a lot of sites that will really help you to choose games and projects that are age-appropriate and also inspire creativity. Jason, what do we want to encourage kids to be doing at this young age?
Well, first of all, let me just say that at this age, it's just fine to wait, and you don't have to be exposing your kids to technology. The skills that they need to pick up, they will pick up when they get older. With that said, for the 2 and 3 year olds, what we really want to encourage is creative play. And then for the 4 and 5 year olds, it's about creative play and learning that helps them prepare to get ready for kindergarten. Ideally, sites, games, and projects should bring parents and kids closer together, and kids should be experiencing screen time as a place where they're actually in between the limits, that they're having a lot of fun.
So you've learned that it's really fun to have fun with your kids using technology.
Yeah, let me start with another plug here, which is creating media with your kids, making movies, recording silly voices, taking pictures of the neighborhood. There's so much that you can just get out and do with this stuff. And this is really the first generation of kids who don't have to just consume media; they can actually create it, and that's pretty exciting.
Good, I'm feeling less overwhelmed now. it's really a great suggestion. For instance, to have kids, it's a rainy day, you have a friend over, a play date, and you're making a movie together. It's a nice way to really combine technology and problem solving and creativity.
Yeah, and as long as it's done thoughtfully, this can all be shared with family and friends, as long as it's kept private. And, it can be a great way to reach out to family also.
So that's a good way to give kids time with adults that they need and love. What about some sites where parents can introduce their kids so that they can do stuff on their own?
Yeah, well, parents should really be sitting with their kids, and they should really pre-screen this stuff before they look at it. But I'd say PBS Kids is great. The BBC has a great site, which is called CBeebies. Both have good content for this age, and they're ad-free. The Nick Jr. site also has some really good stuff, but they do have advertisements on the sites.
I went to the BBC Kids site, and I have to tell you, the next thing I knew, it was another 15 minutes later, I kind of got lost in it. And
yeah, time.
Time just goes like that. But you're saying that it's important to spend time to review the sites, review the apps and games before you introduce them to the kids.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Good. And I think also, Jason, talking with other parents about the sites they've found can really be valuable, keeping in mind that you may have different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that concerns me is not the sites themselves, but the fact that kids are sitting there oftentimes unattended, and they might hit the wrong button or just decide to go off and explore as they get older, especially.
Yeah, that's a good point. And actually, one thing that this podcast inspired me to do was to download a browser that's specifically for kids. And they're good, these kid browsers. One that I looked at was Kidzooey. It's a good browser. There's a lot of content in there, though. So parents, again, they want to pre-screen it before they let their kids get on it.
Now, can you spell that for me?
Sure. Kidzui. And my wife pointed out that it's actually Kidzui, which stands for user interface. So, Rona, question for you. What do you think parents should be looking for in terms of the message of the content?
Well, I encourage first and foremost for parents to choose products that aren't violent and are commercial-free. I don't think kids should be coerced to beg for junk food or toys because they've learned about it online.
Yeah, it can be tricky this way. They call it advergaming, and it's basically a game that's really just an advertisement.
The other thing I want to stress is the value of the message. Is the game or video about greed, competition, maybe wearing the right clothes? Or are the values ones that you want your kids to learn? And every child is different, and you want to watch and see where their interests bring them. Makes me think of the temperament work I do to realize you have to look at your child's behavior style. If you have a sensitive child, you may want a game where the music is more soothing or the images aren't overstimulating. If your child gets, for instance, easily frustrated, you want to have games that they can master that gets harder and harder, but they want to feel competent in what they're doing. So besides picking appropriate websites, what are you seeing with 2 to 5 year olds when it comes to devices and gadgets like smartphones and tablets?
Yeah, we're just getting used to the fact that there's a computer in every pocket and all these tablets around. In terms of content, the goals are the same: creative play, education, and having fun in the time between smart limits. I find that parent reviews are really helpful in finding out what's good and what's not good in the app stores. Moms with Apps is another good resource to look at.
Well, that's good. And in a nutshell, do your research, know your child, engage enthusiastically with their learning, and set those limits. Thank you, Jason Brann.
Thank you.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research and providing valuable services and information to families.